I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. This program is brought to you by the Amazing FBA Mentoring Program. The mentoring program is there for you, whether you are just starting out or you have an existing product and you want to add another product, or you want to scale up from a few thousand pounds or dollars per month up into the sort of $25,000 a month or so mark, at which point then I would probably hand you over to the 10K Collective Mastermind if you're in the UK. Is it for you if you're outside the UK? Absolutely. I've got an American client, a British client, weirdly, but who's in Australia. I've got an Australian client in London. I've worked with people in Poland and in Ireland. So it's pretty international. This works for everybody because everyone has similar issues. If you're selling in America, if you're selling in the UK or Europe, or you're planning to sell in UK, Europe or America, I've sold in all those marketplaces and coached people and all that. So all of those people will find that this is a very, very helpful program for them. Why one-to-one mentoring? It's pretty simple, really, because isolation is a dream killer. Trying to learn something just from the raw fire hose of YouTube and podcasts and Facebook groups is going to drive you nuts. But even if you've got the structured work of a course, which I definitely would recommend, I did that myself, and I work with people with my course now, I still think it's really, there's no substitute for being able to use somebody as a sounding board, and learning from somebody who's been there before can help you deal with the head trash and have clear, simple processes and hold you accountable to them. So if that sounds attractive to you, guess what? We've got an amazing deal. I very, very rarely reduce the price of my mentoring because I don't want to devalue it in the marketplace, but I'm doing it because I neglected my marketing before Christmas with the PLP, the private level process course I was creating, and I've got a tax bill coming up because I've had a successful year, but that unfortunately means I owe the government a lot of tax. So for those reasons, I need to get a cash influx, so I'm willing to lower my prices for the next three or four people. After that, goes back to standard prices, and I will indeed put them up in future, as I have done in the past. So if you're interested in exploring that, it's application only. I'm not going to hard sell you into anything. If it's not right for you, we won't work together. But many, many people have found it very helpful. If you want to find out more about that and see some of the testimonials from the happy people that I've worked with, amazingfba.com/ mentoring, MENTORING. Thank you so much for listening. Now on with the show. Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen, ladles and jelly spoons, boys and girls. So we are basically in the middle of talking about revising things and goals. So I think they're two sides of the same coin. So that's why we got to episodes one following the other. In episode 300, I did a not necessarily great version, but I think the content and the structure was okay. Rather scrambled version of how to revise your own e-commerce business year. And it's worth going back over the show notes for that. Not the greatest episode because I was full of cold and rushing out the door, frankly. So that's episode 300. And if you want to find that, go to amazingfba.com/300, I should say. That was for the how to revise your own year in e-commerce, looking at some facts and figures. Then in 301, I revised basically my year in business, mostly about Amazing FBA, touching on a bit of personal life and some e-commerce stuff. So this is in episode 302 here. We are talking about looking forward to 2019 and what we're going to do with Amazing FBA there. But I think it's important to have they're two sides of the same coin. So you learn from what worked and what didn't, what should be scaled, what should be maybe adjusted, what should be killed off. And that is always true in all sorts of business. So hopefully it's useful to go through this process with me, and you can sort of gather some of my thinking about business and about the go, no-go decision to scale up, to cut back, to kill off products, mostly digital products or services in the case of Amazing FBA, but some e-commerce stuff as well. So let's get cracking. First of all, I'm going to divide things as well into some start doing and stop doing goals as well. I think it's sometimes just as important to stop doing things and identify that clearly. In fact, I think if you are looking at a business that's been in business for a while, and I've been doing Amazing FBA for 3 years, 3 months now, and in e-commerce for just over 4 years, I guess, let me think. So
just over 4 years, amazingly. So after that sort of time, there's going to be things you need to kill off as well as add. So here's the start doing. Let's start positively, right? First of all, for more advanced sellers or those with substantial revenue, and if you need to put a number on it, let's say more than six figures a year, £100,000 a year, I'm going to be launching a brand new podcast, especially for those people. And it's not just an idea. We've actually recorded 5 episodes in the can, expert interviews already. We're going to be launching that from early to mid-February. So that's very exciting to me because that is an area that I've found with the 10K Collective Mastermind that I've really been able to add massive value. And there's been a lot of exciting and intellectually stimulating, but also, you know, stimulating of a lot of money for the members. And as I shared in the last episode, that has included a couple of members managed to get well north of £100,000 in December for the first time. And one person had a first £170,000 month. Somebody else was targeting sort of the £80,000 mark and went up to about, what, £150,000. Some person targeted £100,000, only got £82,000. It's pretty good. And of course, we had our first £1 million month for one of the members, which, given that when he first came on board, his best ever month had been £200,000 about a year and a bit ago, year and a half. That's pretty amazing. So that is why I'm keen to work more with people of that ilk, because it seems like it can add massive value, particularly through the mastermind. So the 10K Collective podcast aims to add value to everyone, of course, and it is shamelessly a feeder for an advert for the 10K Collective mastermind and the £1 million mastermind. And who knows, I will probably be creating new masterminds as well. I'm talking about which I'll be in relationship to that, creating a 10K Collective Facebook group. This already exists. I just need to flesh it out a bit, specifically for those who are doing over $10,000 a month in e-commerce revenue. So, you know, into the six figures per year bracket, which means that they don't have the same issues as somebody just starting out of what the hell do I sell? Often they're going, right, I'm selling something. Is it going well or not? I need a way to assess it. How do I improve my launching? How do I pick my next product? When do I reorder? If you're in the really early days, or, you know, all the way up through to sophisticated strategic level thinking and long-term business building and building a business to sell and all that stuff, right? So I really, really keen to create a forum. There are 1,000,001 Facebook groups for Amazon sellers. I've tried to differentiate Amazing FBA as much as I can for, you know, every British seller, but this is something a bit different, I think. So I'm going to put a barrier to entry there, and it'll be a smallish group by definition, because most people don't sell anything on Amazon, even if they intend to in future. And maybe some people will, and that's great, and many won't, and that's okay. But guess what? People who've got proven revenue, that's a whole different kettle of fish and a much more valuable group to be in, I believe. It will be free to start with. If the value seems to be justify it enough, I may even start charging for it in future. So if you want to be part of that and you have over $10,000 a month in e-commerce revenue, doesn't have to be all on Amazon, then get yourself over there and join it. We don't actually even have the link set up yet, so don't panic about that. We'll come back and add that into the bumpers of the podcast either way, but just look out for that and look out for emails as well. So let's talk about those advanced masterminds. They're working so well. I really want to expand them. We've already added a group for people doing £1 million a year. I might sort of go the opposite extreme, because the 10K Collective actually isn't for those doing 10K minimum. The minimum to join that group is £25,000 a month, or about £300,000 a year annual income, minimum turnover in e-commerce. It doesn't have to be all on Amazon. In fact, I'm very keen to bring in people who have e-commerce experience that are outside of the Amazon sphere. So if that's you, great. But if you are doing less than that, I'm considering creating a group for those doing up to about from $100,000 a year, so about $8,000 a month minimum, or about £7,000, which makes it a slightly broader set of people. So if you're interested in that, get yourself over to the normal Facebook group, amazingfba.com/FB, F as in face, B as in book, amazing, F for Freddie, B for Bertie, A for alpha.com/F for Freddie, B for Bertie. And join us there if you haven't already, or if you're a member, come and comment and let me know your thoughts, because I'd love to respond to what you want. I try and create things in response to what I perceive is your need. And by the way, that's a massive clue for Amazon selling in 2019 and beyond. Always been the right way to do it, but now it's really necessary to understand your target market better than everyone else. So I want to understand you and help you. Target's a bit of an aggressive sounding word. I'm not running after anyone with a sniper rifle. I've obviously been watching too many movies, but you know what I mean. Targets, specific person to help, right? We may even, I want to expand the £1 million mastermind. I'm not looking for lots of numbers. We've got 7 members. I want to get it up to 10. That's it. And then the doors are going to be closed. So we're looking for quality, not quantity. But if you happen to be doing £1 million a year or more in e-commerce revenue, whether it's on Amazon or Shopify, or even there can be other things like Groupon that people use, as well as the usual channels, eBay, whatever, then get in touch. Just pop me an email, michael@amazingfba.com, M-I-C-H-A-E-L at amazing, F for Freddy, B for Bertie, A for Alpha.com, and get in touch about that. So that is the advanced stuff. What I'm going to stop doing is... video calls if people aren't turning up. So the 10K Collective Mastermind, in terms of the physical meetings, has been an incredible commitment. I mean, amazing percentage of people. It's only a small group of 10, basically, and occasionally gets up to 11. But in any given month, we have like 8 or 9 of those people in a room, which is an incredible percentage, really. And it's very vulnerable when you got to run a small group to people not being committed enough, and you can't help that. That's the nature of a mastermind. That's the downside of a mastermind, unlike a course or one-to-one mentoring, which I also offer. I'll talk more about that in a second, but that's worked really well. What hasn't worked so well is video calls. I guess once people get to a sophisticated level, they're a bit inundated with online stuff and they don't want another online event, which is fine. So I'm going to continue with stuff only if there's a decent percentage of people that want to keep going with that. So what I'm going to stop doing is video calls, unless a good percentage of the group turns up for them. So I'll try it again in January. And then if I get at least 4 or 5 people, okay, I'll keep going. If there's 2 people, I'm going to just kill it off. So the £1 million mastermind, what we're going to start doing, I wanted to stop doing quite early there, but that's because we're almost at the end of the advanced sellers bit. With the £1 million mastermind, what I should have said is we're going to be aiming to expand it to, we're going to get a regular once a quarter meeting. That's already planned. We've got the first one for mid-February this year in London planned, and we're going to set up international 2-day events from the second quarter, so probably about April, May, June time. We are going to try and find ourselves a cool place, probably in Europe, to hang out. And we'll probably do 1 day of really productive work and then an evening of drinking and eating, and then a rather less productive sort of lunch or something like that. But the point is to be able to bond and get to know each other, because it takes time to break down the barriers and break the ice and get the dynamic of a group going. But what I've discovered in the 10K Collective Mastermind is that when you really get that to a good point, there's an incredible flow and rapport in the group, and ideas flow and bounce around really quickly, and it becomes incredibly productive for everyone concerned. Best thing I've ever done in business by far is to start that 10K Collective Mastermind. £1 million mastermind is already looking very, very promising. I think the collective turnover of that group is going to be something like £15 million a year, and that's just with 7 members. So that's going to be a powerful group. So e-commerce, let's talk about e-commerce. What I'm going to stop doing, e-commerce has not been, as I shared in the last video/podcast, not been a great year in 2018, because I took my eye off the ball, basically, with focusing probably too much on the amazing FBA side of things, which is fine. I've just got to readjust. I've got to take the long view and not panic about individual seasons. But what I'm going to stop doing is basically stop one of my e-commerce businesses. I'm involved in 2, and that was cool for a while. It certainly has given me an amazing overview of starting a business, having done it twice, and the mechanics of that, and some of the differences between working with a business partner and working on my own as a sort of sole owner of a company. But I basically need to decide between them, and they both have pros and cons. It's very, very hard to give something up, and it feels very unnatural, and I hate it, but I need to do it because there isn't enough time. My business partner, but such a wise, sensible man who knows me well, he said, look, you need to, I think, is it realistic for you, and is it realistic for me to put the time into this? And we need to just make a decision. And the main thing is to not drift. And that is absolutely true with e-commerce products as well, and in a business as a whole. At some point, you need to go, right, we're either going to scale this or we're going to kill it, but we're not going to just let it drift, because it will just die anyway. But it will die in a messy, uncontrolled way, and it will take time and money with it. So it's better to decide things. So that's one thing. I'm going to stop doing one of my income business. I haven't really decided which yet. I'm going to also stop doing Me Too products. I mean, that's kind of an obvious thing to say, but I've allowed myself in the past to do it. And in the past, it kind of worked. In 2014, you could get away with that kind of thing, right? 2018, not really. 2019 and on, no, that's not going to work. So I'm not going to bother with that. If I can't find what I think is a valid, good, exciting, different product, I'm just not going to do it. So that's what I'm going to stop doing. What I'm going to start doing in the e-commerce world is to create a product over a longer term that I can be more excited about, more unique. And I haven't even decided which audience I'm going to serve, never mind which product. So it may take a couple of years to get to fruition because I am going to be busy running masterminds and stuff because that's working well. So following up on what works and provides value to the market is always smart. But having said that, I would love to, there's several different audiences that I'm going to choose between musicians, entrepreneurs, and podcasters, broadly speaking. I'm vaguely considering some kind of podcasting microphone setup because I use it so much and I'm buying microphones all the time these days. I've just bought another set of microphone sort of setup thing with an audio interface, an XLR based. That probably doesn't mean anything to 99% of the audience, but it floats my boat. Musicians, obviously, I have a big background in that, and that's something I want to revisit potentially, but it's only going to be something I'm going to do if I can produce a really unique physical product. And the other thing is entrepreneurs, obviously, an audience I know well and belong to, and something along the lines of sort of training products, probably some kind of booklet type thing. That is also something I've been exploring. As you can tell, these are fairly unformed ideas, and I think that's okay. I don't need to rush to go from unformed to absolutely finished, but rather I need to go in the right direction and keep working through the right processes. And above all, another thing I want to start doing is once I've clarified which audience I'm going to start, I'm going to start with the audience first very consciously now. And what I mean by that is I'm not just going to start with the idea of an audience and then go do my product research and then go to China and order products. What I really want to do is to try and start to integrate my learnings from the amazing FBA information publishing and consulting world, if you like, with the e-commerce world. Because I think there is a lot that should work in the crossover, and I haven't seen many people consciously offering that. So what I want to do is start developing an audience first using the audience building skills I've been learning from Amazing FBA, and then start to find out what they want and then go and get it, possibly start with affiliate marketing and end up with my own private labeled and even unique products. So that's the idea. It's going to take quite a while to shake out. It may take longer than a year. So when I say a yearly goal, it might take a couple of years for this to get sorted out, but that's okay. Now I've been in business for a longer time. I understand that you've got to take a longer vision than a year in most cases. And that's true, by the way, if you're just thinking of starting out, like if you don't even have turnover yet, you're probably well advised to think in terms of the first 18 to 24 months as a goal sort of line. Because 12 months, although it's traditional to think in years, it just isn't probably long enough to really get a business off to the ground to the point where, for example, you're going to go from a day job to part-time work or from part-time work to giving up the day job. And for sure, it can happen within 6 months. Very unusual. I mean, a year is possible, but I think 18 to 24 months or even 3 years is more realistic. And I think it really helps to go in prepared for a longer fight and think it's a marathon, not a sprint. I think that's the better mentality for business building. You'll just build a better business that way. So that's some stuff around e-commerce. It's quite sort of unformed, and that's okay. I'm okay with that. I think the rush to get over specific overly quickly is driven by a kind of anxiety to get income immediately and make your business create money for you. And I think, again, that's a mentality that I would suggest strongly that you avoid. I do work with a massive variety of people and have done over the last 2 3/4 years now. And one of the major mistakes people make is simply that they come along and they're like, I'm giving up my day job. I don't have a replacement for that. And I must, quotes, make my e-commerce business work. Yeah, for sure, that can be necessity is the mother of invention, and that can force you into work and working hard at it in a focused way. But I think too much anxiety can simply lead to you trying. You make artificially driven decisions, I think, you know. And I'm not being pretentious. I don't mean trying to make cash quickly is a bad idea. It's a great idea. But if you want to do that, pick the right model for it, the right vehicle, I should say. And I would say in the e-commerce world, and specifically Amazon, the model for that is retail arbitrage. I mean, if it's coming up to Q4 when you're listening to this, I mean, if you're listening in January, it's a bit late. It's a difficult time to do arbitrage. But if you're based in the States, above all, it's a good idea. And if you're based in the States and it's coming up to Christmas, or you're anywhere and it's coming up to Christmas, it's an amazing way to make quick money and learn the basics of e-commerce and of Amazon. When I say the basics, I mean quite a lot. You won't learn about importing, but you will learn about the Amazon system very, very deeply. So that's great. So just pick the vehicle and don't try and make a big long-term business model like private labeling or creating custom products the solution to an immediate problem, like I need cash, I haven't got a job. My suggestion is get a day job and then you use it to fund your Amazon business. The serious players in the 10K Collective Mastermind, there are a couple of people there who are doing really, really well. One of them still got a part-time day job. He negotiated with his boss, still hasn't quit that job, even though he did £170,000 in December 2018. And you may ask why, and I guess the answer is partly because he enjoys the day job and partly because he doesn't feel the business has got to a stable point yet. Another member of the mastermind, amazingly to me, made about £1.2 million last year part-time, like evenings, because he's got a full-time day job. Not only that, but it's quite a responsible job with good income. So he's not in a hurry to leave because his company's, you know, paying him a lot of money because they know what they have. A very bright, capable guy indeed. So there's a couple of examples. If it's good enough for them, I don't think if you're making £5,000 a month, you should suddenly rush to quit the day job. £5,000 revenue is one thing, but profit, that's going to be about £1,000 a month. It's a bit hard to live on that in many places, certainly in the southeast of England, where I'm based in London, and many big cities in America or Europe as well. And also, it's not a very stable business yet. So be grown up about that. I'm sorry, we'll slightly go off on a tangent here, but it's very relevant. It's the mentality that I need to keep going with, is to think bigger arcs, like 2-year arcs, rather than panicking about making things work as quickly as you can. Talking of new startup entrepreneurs, so people who, I would call them raw startup in other words, they don't even have, they're kind of pre-revenue, they haven't got any sales yet. You know, whether they're new product research, they just ordered inventory, or they're just about to launch, you haven't got any sales yet. Strictly speaking, I guess you don't really have a business. So for those people in that place, I'm going to keep doing a lot of good stuff for you on the podcast like this right now, and lots of other things. First of all, let's talk about what I'm going to stop doing is letting myself get distracted by product creation, like the PLP course in the autumn and the summer and autumn of 2018, or new services like I was in autumn 2017 managing other people's accounts. In both cases, those took up so much of my time and energy that I basically stopped creating podcasts for the last month or two of the year. And that's very poor, because people feel like I've disappeared from their lives, or that I'm no longer in business. And that sends the wrong signal, because I'm not. I'm very much still here. I'm still serving people in that sector of, you know, raw startup, if you like, who want to develop a business but haven't got any turnover yet. And business on Amazon, I should say. So that's something I want to stop doing. I want to make sure that whatever else happens, that as long as I'm doing a podcast, and that is something I believe in and has produced great value for me and the listeners, that I need to keep relentlessly at that. And there are a couple of solutions. One is to record a bit more ahead of the game, to be less ambitious. So I'm not going to try and put 3 podcasts a week out like I used to. I'm probably going to go for 1 a week, and maybe in some weeks go for 2 as a sort of bonus, like I'm going to do this week. But what I'm not going to do is try and set myself ridiculous goals of how much to produce, but I'm trying to just be more consistent, produce things in advance, and try and leverage other people's abilities more. And the best thing I can do is to get back to, I'm going to stop doing so many solo episodes like this one, just me talking, and do more interviews, because I think that's both makes me do it, because it's a commitment in the diary that is less flexible than just me on my own, and also it produces more value for you, the beloved listener. So that's going to be something I'm going to stop doing, really. So many solo episodes, and the opposite is obviously to do more interviews. The other thing I want to stop doing is very bitty content, and I want to have more of an arc. So what I'm going to start doing then is, in the podcast, we've got a content strategy now which is based around themes. So that basically means that we're going to have 4 basic areas we put everything under: niche, source, launch, and mindset, which I increasingly think is really critical to get right, actually. And within mindset, I'd include a hell of a lot of different things, including probably physical fitness, which isn't something I'm an expert in. I'm not going to preach about, but we can touch on it, because it is just so, energy and mindset, it's so important, particularly for the, like, if you like raw startup entrepreneur, if you haven't got any revenue yet, the only thing you got is kind of faith, really. Faith plus hopefully great training and a great mentor and great peer group. And if you don't have those things, then you're really going to struggle. That is a very, very difficult thing to do. And it's not necessary. It's like trying to go up Everest, which is very hard, or go to the South Pole or the North Pole, but do it solo. That is extra, extra, extra hard. I mean, the South Pole or the North Pole were probably conquered about 100 years ago now. But solo polar exploration is a very recent records, because it's so damn hard. So don't do that. Don't suffer alone. That's what I would say. So the podcast is there to help. So it's free content. But there's only a starting point, really. Niche, source, launch, and mindset. And we get more expert interviews in, as we have in the past, but we're going to structure it more around those themes. And hopefully that will mean we have a body of content that's free, but is quite themed. And if you're struggling with niche research, you can go and there's a whole bunch of podcasts themed around that. And we'll theme existing content as well. And we'll sort of try and structure that over the course. So that's one of the other things I want to do, is make better use of VAs and really outsource things more permanently rather than just doing it sporadically. What else are we going to stop doing? We're going to stop doing paid services. We're going to stop doing the Serotera face-to-face mastermind. As I've discussed before, my learning from 2018 was it went from a little bit difficult to make it work to nigh on impossible. I need to have just more committed people. And it seems, for whatever reason, understandably, that if people aren't yet live and making their living from Amazon or e-commerce or part of their living, they're not as committed. They don't tend to turn up regularly, and other things get in the way, from rugby games to people's birthday parties to whatever, to the point where I thought, you know what, this is not enough commitment, because in a mastermind, everyone depends on each other. So I can't compensate for any individual people's lack of commitment by working harder myself, because I can't make myself a mastermind. But I can do is offer mentoring and the course. So that's what I'm going to focus on more. So what I'm going to start doing also is expanding some of the free stuff. What we're going to expand on to give extra value for free is to give more PDF guides. So we built the build guide, BUILD. And if you want to get that, go to amazingfba.com/build. Amazing F for Freddie, B for Bertie, A for Alpha.com/build, BUILD. And you can pick up the 10 steps to heaven, the 10 steps to starting your own Amazon business. And I think they're a little bit different from the other ones out there. I mean, just download it for free and you find out, and there's no obligation or any nastiness associated with that. What we may do is send you more relevant email content. So what we want to do as well this year is to try and respond to people's actions by sending them more stuff that should be very, very relevant. For example, we have a current research quick start guide. We're going to create a new one. We're going to create a sourcing guide, which has been in the works for a long time. Sorry if you've been on the list for that. That's been about a year. And I do apologize for letting that drift. We're going to get that sorted in the next couple of months. And we'll have a current listing guide as well. And we're going to create a new one. So niche, source and launch, the listing side, we're going to do extra launch stuff. We're going to create those free PDF guides for you. And then what we want to do is try and send you relevant information, free stuff about that topic. So if you're really interested in sourcing, we'll send you links to episodes and things like that. So we want to make our email follow-up sequences with you way more relevant and helpful to you. I mean, we really have probably not kept in touch enough over the period of the podcast by email, actually, and that's something we need to do more. But what we also want to do is make sure it's relevant, because I've had a bad habit of being either totally out of touch or then suddenly get in touch when I've got something to sell, and that's not a polite and respectful relationship, and I'm guilty of that, and you know, have been guilty of that. And what I want to do instead is to nurture the relationship with the people on the email list, which may well be you. If you're not on the email list, I do suggest you get the build guide. I think it will really, really help you if you're in the early stages. It's sometimes the overview of a process can be more valuable than the nuts and bolts if you get into the wrong nuts and bolts, you see what I mean. So relevant emails and giving you relevant information is an overall sort of theme for the free content as well. Another free content thing we're going to be aiming to do is blog posts. We want to create several cornerstone content pieces around big topics. From the point of view of Amazing FBA as a business, that's to create SEO, search engine optimization, to get a bit more Google traffic. But actually what it should do as well is serve you better, because it will give you yet another medium via which we can give you some solid content about how to do product research properly, or how to really source properly, or something else. And we're not going to try and hold back and do 3 or 4,000 pages would indeed be excessive. 3 or 4,000 word posts. I can imagine my editor sweating like, Mike wants us to write 3,000 pages. No, I'm not quite that insane. But still, a 4,000 word post with illustrations and diagrams and so forth is going to be substantial. So we won't be doing a lot of them, but we want to create some solid value there. So another thing you can give me feedback about, if you get to the Facebook group, amazingfba.com/FB, F for face and B for book, let me know what topics you would like us to write about in depth. We're not going to be doing a lot, maybe 3, 4, 5 big cornerstone blog posts this year, or at least over the next couple of quarters, next 6 months. But it would be great to get some feedback from you on what topics you think would be helpful. So under paid services, we are going to start doing the following. First, I'm going to re-expand the mentoring offer, because now I'm backing off the Zero to Hero Mastermind, at least as a face-to-face thing. I'm going to want to expand the mentoring. I've got a bit more time and energy available for that. So we're going to offer several lower cost slots from mid-January, and I'm going to treat them almost in the nature of sort of, I suppose at a private school, you'd call it a scholarship, because I want to make sure that people take very seriously the fact that I'm prepared to lower the price in return for them taking massive action and getting some results. And then I would love to get testimonials from those guys about their results. Massive results or massive action and results doesn't mean you have to make, you know, £100,000 in your first year or something ludicrous. Just getting your first product into Amazon is a major achievement. But when I say your first product, I don't just mean you have to be private labeling. I mean, you could get cracking with some arbitrage within a month or two of us working together or taking a course. And I'd love to get that kind of more small scale, but very real win. If you're interested in that, amazingfba.com/mentoring, and that's always been the place to go for that. But you're going to get some amazing deals for the time being. I'm speaking this in mid-January. There'll be amazing deals available until we basically got the next four or five slots filled up, and then we'll go back to normal prices. A new thing that I'm offering, which is related to mentoring, it's not an ongoing mentoring program. The mentoring program is basically two calls a month or 4 1-hour calls a month, and we're adding in a new possibility of just 2 1-hour calls, by the way, a month, which is more affordable. But a new thing is one-off consults, as it implies. It's supposed to be one-off for people who are at critical stages of their Amazon business development journey. And we've had our first two people do their pre-launch plan consults, and one resulted in thousands of extra dollars in sales for one client. So that was a massive win. So Scott, I'd love to get a testimonial from you, my friend. I'll be in touch. So that's great. That's working well. I'd love to get more people on board with that. So that's for people who've basically ordered their product but haven't yet started selling it. We've also had the first RAC, as we call it, product research check session. So before people spend months sourcing a product, that we check their product research. And so we want to build on the success of that. We want to get the first person doing their gem, as I call it, sourcing check. I'm giving them all silly names, which I'm regretting now. But pre-sourcing check is basically just before you press the go button on spending thousands of dollars on your first private label order from China or wherever, in fact. You can go through with me in great detail and just double check. First of all, is your market research correct? So you've got a good chance of something you could sell here, and it's got good demand and manageable supply, manageable competition. And does the pricing make sense? Have you done your quality control correctly? Is your relationship with your manufacturer and your agreements with them, is that all solid and watertight? And that's going to be very, very valuable indeed. I would strongly suggest, if you're going to spend any money ever with a professional to go over your Amazon business needs, guess what? It's going to be at two places, just before you spend thousands on ordering a product from China or wherever. In fact, mostly going to be from China for most products. And just before you waste thousands of pounds worth of products by sticking it on Amazon and not doing a launch, because that is a disaster. You absolutely must do a proper full-on launch on Amazon these days. I'm not going to bore you with why, but basically, success is rewarded with success and failure is rewarded with failure. That's basically why. So you cannot just be neutral. You can't just stick a product on Amazon and hope. I mean, you can, and it's a valid strategy if you have a very small amount of some cheap products to stick on. But if you've got thousands of dollars wrapped up in it, that's not a good plan. Okay, so if you're just about to source a load of stuff, like buy a load of stuff, or you're just about to try and launch and you don't have a plan or you haven't had it checked out, there is no better use of your money, in my opinion, than to spend a couple of $100 for the professional and make sure you don't waste $5,000. So that's something else we're going to be really pushing for. Again, we're going to offer some extra deals for the first few people to get it kickstarted, and again, to get the testimonials back from people. Let me know what you think about these things, if that's helpful, or what other one-off services you might want me to offer in the Facebook group, amazingfba.com/FBF, as in face, B as in book. The last thing, we might do some Zero to Hero training combined with the PLP course, but either which way, we are going to be relaunching the PLP course from late January. We'll be relaunching this to the general public, and of course there'll be some deals available for listeners and email subscribers, so look out for that. I'm not going to do chapter and verse here right now, but we are going to be adding to that, and we've got 23 happy members now, so the early days people, early adopters, on a very, very small scale launch, and now we're going to be pushing to get that going on a much bigger scale. again, quality, not quantity. I'm not obsessed with having lots of people in the course. What I really want is some people taking massive action. Not everyone's going to do that. That's an 80-20 thing. But if we can get 100 people into the course over the course of the next 12 to 18 months, we'll, by 80-20 means about 20 of them will do something and five of them will do something really, really good. And I think that's a useful addition to humanity. I'm happy with that. If we could get more, fantastic. But we aren't aiming to make this the biggest thing in the world, but we are aiming to move the needle for those individual people who take the course. So you will get some good handholding, and we are going to be transferring some of the energy that I've been putting into the Zero to Hero Mastermind that was not really making use of it. It was pouring water into sand, but I'm going to transfer some of that into the 10K Academy community, which is where the PLP course, the Private Label Process course members are. And the 10K Academy, so-called, isn't in future just going to be for the Private Label Process. I think we're going to keep adding courses as they are useful to people, not lots because they take a lot of work, but we will create them as they're needed. So keep an eye out for that. Above all, please let me know what you want more of, because the most important thing in the world for anybody in business, particularly if you're marketing led, as I believe I am really, is to know who your customers are and what they need, because then I can serve your needs. So get over to the Facebook group. If you have specific problems, mention them. We'll get in there. Apologies if sometimes it's a few days before I check those messages, because I'm juggling lots of different channels these days, podcast, email, Facebook group, YouTube, what have you. But I promise you that that is a place that I will be in there and able to answer questions. So do go and ask questions. Do go and mention things that you want me to create for you. Well, you know, courses, interview particular experts, particular topics you want addressed, any or all of the above. Very, very open to your content, and particularly at this stage of the year before everything's fixed in stone for the whole year. So that's it from me. Thank you so much for listening. Hope that gives you a flavor of what's coming up at Amazing FBA Towers. And I very much look forward to joining you in the journey this year. And let's go do this. Let's make it the year where it happens, guys. Thanks so much for listening. Speak to you soon.
That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.